And welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee Anderson.
And I'm Laura Mangone.
And Rob Bell's in my house.
In your house?
Our studio now looks like the Merv Griffin Show.
Yes.
Deirdre and I are sitting on couches.
I'm actually lying on
You are. You have your feet up.
I do lounging.
We're lounging.
Would you like some peeled grapes over there?
I loved Merv Griffin.
I don't really remember.
You don't?
I mean, I remember him.
I keep forgetting I'm older than you are.
No, and I don't. I know I've seen his show, but I just can't.
No,
really
I used to watch it like every day.
Really?
Yeah, it was on like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like Merv Griffin, like Oprah.
And who would he have on?
He would have on all the, you know,
stars
of the day.
All right.
Yeah.
Plus, he was like a game show genius.
He created Jeopardy.
All of them.
He created To Tell the Truth.
Yeah.
Jeopardy. He also was a real estate guy. He's the one that did all the development in Nassau and Paradise Island. It used to be Merv Griffin's Paradise Island Resort and Casino, because I went to it numerous times back in the...
Did they name the airport after?
80s, 90s, I think.
Was Merv Griffin gay?
Yes. Okay.
He was?
But then he sold it.
That's breaking news. I didn't know that.
But then he sold it, and it's now that big... I mean, I would never step foot there because it's monstrous, but that big Atlantis place.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And Paradise Island. But he started that whole thing.
Where alligators eat the little toddlers when they get too close to the lagoon.
What are you talking about?
That's what happened there.
At Atlantis?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They had alligators in all of those waterways that they have all over the place.
A toddler got eaten by
an alligator.
Not at
Yeah,
there.
It was some big story in the news.
I have to look that up. I don't believe that.
Anyhow, so food. We don't really have any standout food topics. Could I talk about my mediocre meal?
Talk about your mediocre meal.
So this, I just don't understand.
Yes,
I don't understand
what
why one of my favorite healthy go-to meals is, and I happen to love it, and I'm lucky that my boyfriend loves it too. But I'll get either a sear piece of salmon or a good piece of tuna.
Yeah.
Maybe serve it somewhat raw on the inside, and they'll do like little wasabi vinaigrette with that. Very often just some nice tomatoes and a bunch of different greens I like, you know, kale and arugula and stuff like that.
So basically
cucumbers.
It's a salad with
some sort of seared fish over it. And then maybe some sliced avocado if I'm splurging. And a little oil and vinegar. And it's just, you know, it's just terrific, right?
Sounds good.
And it looks,
wait a minute, you microwave that salmon, don't you?
Well,
she sears
when I
it.
Cook
she
it
just
for
said
dinner
she sears
for
it.
Myself and my boyfriend. No, I don't microwave it. I actually put
sear
it in the pan.
Because I have a problem with microwave cooking.
That's just when it's her and she needs to eat something quick. Breakfast, when she's running around, she just zaps something.
But, you know, I look at it and I go, damn, I'd pay $15 for that. And then I go to a restaurant and try to get the same thing. And for example, okay, went to a restaurant. I won't mention the name because I'm going to say disparaging things.
Okay.
But I was actually really excited to see that the menu had changed and there were actually a number of things that I could eat on it. And one of them things was a salad with, I think it said blackened scallops, but some sort of seasoned scallops and crab meat.
Right.
And I thought, and it was $16. And I thought,
that sounds good.
That sounds like something I could do.
Right.
So it came out, and this is where I'm just thinking, what is wrong with people?
Okay.
Okay.
How did it come out?
You know, like a wide brimmed soup bowl?
Yes.
You know, wide brim, shallow soup bowl?
Yes.
That's what the salad came in.
Okay.
Okay, right there, right? That's wrong.
Well, I don't mind a rimmed soup bowl. I don't mind that if it's a ample quantity.
Right, But would, if I were to present a salad in a rim soup bowl like that, I would want it to be mounded.
Slightly mounded, yeah.
I want some things to be coming
so
out
of
the edge.
So it was just like flat?
It was just like, and it was, the lettuce was really fresh, but it was like one kind of lettuce, and I think it was bib, which is not
boring.
My favorite lettuce at all.
Right.
And there was, the only good thing I could say about it is that there was, they weren't chintzy on the fish, you know, there was quite a bit of it, but
was it
no
lump,
color
lump crab meat
lump?
Nice.
I don't know, super lump. I don't know.
No, like no anything else. It was just the scallops and the crab and the greens.
That's it.
No other anything.
No.
Yeah, that's not
what
my
was
favorite.
Blackened about it.
And I don't know. I might be wrong when I say that it was blackened. It was supposed to.
To me, that means it's going to be spicy, right?
Yeah. Like,
well, yeah. It's usually a spice blend that's put on it, and then it's seared.
I mean, it had a pleasant. You know, I enjoyed it, but I thought to myself, how could they not? I don't like when restaurants try too hard or when something's overly sculpted or.
But they could have
overly
pumped it up a little bit.
Give me a
put
little
something else in there.
Something red. You know?
Something.
Then squirt a little red hot sauce on top of it just for the look.
Well,
no, not just hot sauce.
But I just think, what is wrong with people? These people are supposed to be, they're in the restaurant business.
Everybody has a different view. Everybody has a different point of view.
All right, now let me ask you a question about the salmon that you're serving back in the house. Are you buying wild-caught salmon for $25? Are you buying farm-raised salmon for on sale for $5.99?
Well, first of all, you can't get it on sale for $5.99 anymore. But you can get it for $8.99.
And you go for farm-raised?
And I
more,
don't,
more
I,
than that.
I just, you know, I eat whatever.
Price is a factor.
Price is definitely a factor.
Now, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, your conversation about Ecuador.
Right.
And
great, because I just
the
read
fact that you lost weight because of, you
the
were
food
eating
was organic.
More. I know, but so does that mean that when you were here, you were eating more processed foods?
Yes. It means that the food that you're eating here is more processed. And there was an item yesterday.
No, but you were purchasing more processed foods.
There was an item yesterday that showed that if you ate the same exact amount of calories 30 years ago in this country with the same amount of exercise, you're the same age, and you as you do today, you will weigh 2.5 pounds more today than you would then.
Because of sugar and content.
Right. The chemicals in the food in this country and the sugars and the added salts are adding up to an extra 2.5 pounds.
Right. But that's also people using more salt, people eating processed foods,
right.
Not making wise decisions. It's not always based on, you know, the price that you're going to pay for something. You can buy good quality.
I think most people buy food based on price.
Fresh foods versus processed foods.
But a lot of people can't afford to spend, you know, an extra whatever it is, $20 on their weekly.
No, I'm saying eating broccoli versus eating or whole grains versus rice-a-roni.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, processed foods.
I'm talking about the salmon. I'm talking about the chicken. I'm talking about the hamburger, which is not organic in this country.
Yeah, but I don't think that we're that.
It's full of chemicals.
That's not where the weight is coming from. The weight is coming from processed foods.
Okay, you don't agree either, Deirdre?
I don't. I mean, you don't actually, when you're here, you don't eat that much processed food. I know how you eat. You cook most of your food.
Well, me?
Yeah.
But I felt a definite lethargy kick in when I came back here after 2 months of eating
That's
clean food.
That's because you were back to normal or back to reality.
Right.
You just, yeah. It's,
anyway,
well, it's
that's
thing
an
when
interesting.
You're waking up to beautiful blue skies in Ecuador with your girlfriend.
You were having more sex there. You were more active.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. But
it does burn calories, you know.
No, but I mean, you know, I told you the chicken tastes different when it's out loose, running around eating bugs, as opposed to living in a factory eating pellets with chemicals in it.
Yes, but you can buy farm-raised chicken without breaking the bank. The price difference is not that different.
I'm a little skeptical of what they call farm-raised and organic. I think these are terms are very, very loosely used in the United States.
We get most of our chicken from Griggstown. It is farm-raised chicken.
All right. Of course you
drive down the highway and see
them. You're talking about going to a farm now.
No, I'm not.
Most people go to the supermarket.
They sell Griggstown in supermarkets. Griggstown farm.
How much is it? How much
chicken.
Is it? $5 a pound?
You know what? I shouldn't have started the conversation because I can't back it up with facts because I don't know.
All right. Would you agree that it's going to cost more than Purdue?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. Deirdre,
I don't know.
I don't.
You can buy chicken for $1 a pound.
I don't seek out organic food.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
I see when it's on sale. I think $1.99 is like the bottom of the road.
Chicken.
You can buy drumsticks typically for $1 a pound. If you buy the big packages.
Ugh, I hate drumsticks.
Or thighs. I think thighs are the best.
I like
piece.
Thighs.
And they'll
I know.
Give you thighs for $1 a pound too. I always get the thighs.
But we're not talking organic.
Right.
No, it's not organic. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to admit it. I don't search out organic foods for myself because I just think I'm going to die of something else.
It's true.
I do with certain things. I do with milk products. Only because my friend Rachel, who lives in Iowa, who may be listening right now. Hi, Rachel. Has lots and lots of big dairy farms in her area. And she knows about, you know, they put hormones in milk. They put a shitload of hormones in regularly processed milk. If you just go to ShopRite.
Does that mean half and half, too?
I'm sure it's in all the milk products.
Maybe I could start.
This is quite a while ago. And I always get yogurt that's organic. I know you make your own yogurt, but that's a good thing. Not that long ago.
And it's easier.
I was out in Iowa and we were shopping somewhere and I was bedazzled by the fact that I could not imagine all of the young girls that I kept seeing who looked like really young girls had such big breasts, like teeny little skinny framed women. Big breasts. And she said, oh, yeah, it's because of all the hormones. You know, even our local milk has a ton of hormones in it.
Wait, so where are these girls walking around with big boobs?
In Iowa. Every young girl, every prepubescent girl I saw in Iowa.
Why just in Iowa are they getting all the big
boobs?
Because
they're drinking local Iowan milk. Local milk that has hormones in it. But these are...
But isn't everybody?
These are milk producers that sell to the big, you know, there's like the story says, there's like four big producers that supply the world, the nation.
But don't we drink the same milk here? It's just a...
Yeah, that's my point. That's why I buy.
No, but you're saying
organic.
That only the young girls in Iowa
no,
have the big boobies.
I'm saying this is how she brought it to my attention that hormones are in milk.
Okay.
Because during this visit... So now I buy organic milk.
I think I'm moving to Iowa.
It's everywhere.
It.
Look at a 13-year-old girl walking around. Go.
I don't notice all young girls having giant boobs.
Body types come in all sizes.
I see a lot of little tiny boobs.
Okay.
Everywhere.
I never realized there was a correlation, but apparently there is.
Well, now I'm going to be eyeing
So
those.
if you drink... organic milk, then you're going to have smaller boobs?
You know what? Frittata, both of you.
I'll take the hormones.
Anyway.
Frittata, both of you?
I was going to say fuck both of you. So I said frittata. But since we're on our own show, I guess I can say that.
You can say fig. Okay. So anybody else had any meaty? One thing... Okay, we got a couple of minutes. One thing that dawned on me is something that I had a few years ago, and I've never been back, and I don't know what it's called.
Yes.
But remember, I might have even been with you, Rob, when we went to the sushi place Otaya.
Yes.
In Lambertville.
Well, we went there every week for like years.
Yeah. But there was one dish that I got that was a sashimi dish, but they take this whole fish,
mm-hmm.
and they skin it, and they take the meat off of it, and they slice that, as mm-hmm. you would have with any sashimi. But then they take that whole fish carcass and they deep fry it. Mm-hmm. And then they prop it up on some little stand. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to, and then you eat it.
Yeah.
And it's crunchy.
Yeah.
And it's delish.
You're eating the skeleton now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Have you ever had that over there?
No.
I haven't had it there, but I've had it in places in the city.
And what is it called?
Why did they take the meat off of it first? That's crazy.
They do, because you're consuming the whole thing. Huh. They can't fry the bones if it's inside the meat.
Wow. Yeah, they serve the carcass of the fish.
Actually, I've had it at a place in the city in the Lower East Side, and the way they presented it, if you ordered the whole fried fish, is they would fillet it, and they would... have the two, they would almost reconstruct it, so they would have the two fillets on the bottom, and then they would have the bones, the fried bones. Are you going to turn that off?
Can't.
You hit the thing.
Can you let the person in?
It sounds like doorbell.
It sounds like a doorbell.
I know.
All right, we're running.
They reconstruct it. So they have the two bottom fillets on the base of the plate, then the fried bones in the center, then the two fried fillets on the top.
Oh,
that's
so
better.
They reconstruct the fish.
I like that better.
But the bones are in there. Oh my God, delicious.
But is it raw?
No, it's all fried.
Okay, my version is sashimi, raw.
But just the bones are fried?
Just the bones are fried.
Mine is the whole.
All right, I would like to research this a little bit on the break.
Okay.
And maybe come up with, I'm sure there's other dishes that I haven't had that are like a thing. Oh. And we need to discover them.
Okay.
Okay? Sounds we'll be back.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice.
Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello tours.
Oh, Pirello tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-675-3491, 800-675-3491, 800-675-3491.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-695-8063. 800-695-8063. 800-695-8063.
And we're back.
We're back.
So
we looked it up. It's not just Iowa.
On the break. No, the conversation, you weren't listening. It was brought to my attention in Iowa because Rachel has a relationship with dairy farmers. So I just looked up many, many articles about the correlation between women's, the one article I just read you about China was research done on babies who had enlarged breasts. Didn't want this conversation ends up talking about breasts, just talking about hormones and milk and how we can eat cleaner and why I buy organic milk. Anywho.
I like talking about boobies.
Yes. Well, we must move on. So what's the food topic?
Oh, the food.
You're going to tell us the lemon chicken again.
Yeah, let me tell Rob the lemon chicken.
Okay, because my crock pot is in a box in the basement, so
yeah,
I need to break it out.
And I think you should break it out because it really is an easy thing. And it's one of the things the past 2 days I've been cooking for Uncle Joe, so I have, you know. When Mario woke up yesterday morning, I literally had like massive quantities of eight different items all over the kitchen because he slept a little later than usual. I got up a little bit earlier, so I was like, okay, we're making a meatloaf and we're making lemon chicken and we made a lasagna and I made a big thing of lamb stew.
How come you're not like 400 pounds?
Because I don't eat it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Deirdre knows, I just started doing this thing on my phone. It's an app called Noom, which is sort of, you know, they say it's not a diet, quote unquote, it's a lifestyle. But it makes you mindful of the food. You sort of track the food that you put in your mouth. You track the amount of exercise you get every day. And it's made me, personally, very mindful of when I'm walking through the kitchen at work and I put a scoop of tuna fish in my mouth. That's like 250 calories I just ate. Like, that could have been an entire salad with tuna on it, as opposed to mindful eating is what it's doing. Anyway.
I have to admit, another reason why I lost weight in Ecuador is because I didn't snack as much.
Yeah. Well, that's, I know.
Because I'm in the house, I'll grab some walnuts. You know what I mean?
That's the other thing.
I wasn't doing that.
If we're home, I don't buy a lot of snacky stuff. Like, unless Annie's kids are coming, I don't have all the snacky stuff around. I have a lot of fruit around. I have a big container that most people would probably have cookies in on the counter, and I have pistachios in it. So I grab a handful of pistachios if I'm hungry or want something. It's just, this thing is, I'm not going to attribute it all to this. I've always known what I should eat and shouldn't eat. This is just making me accountable for it. You know, and really being mindful. So the lemon chicken, because I think you should crack out your crock pot.
Crack out the crock.
Crack out the crock. And I mentioned making the lemon chicken for Uncle Joe, who loves it. And you said you love it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I'm telling you, it's the easiest quick thing. So, yes, you have to do a little bit of cooking before you get it in the crock pot, which I know people think that defeats the purpose of a crock pot. But so, get your chicken thighs.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It takes a little bit of effort, but it's going to add tons of flavor and make it so much more delicious.
Okay.
So go get the chicken thighs that you love.
Mm-hmm. For a dollar.
For whatever you pay for them.
Skin on.
Skin off.
Skin and bone, yeah.
No, skin off.
Oh.
Sprinkle them with salt, pepper, and...
But bone in.
Yeah, thighs.
Okay.
Salt, pepper, and oregano. Sear them quickly in a pan just to get them really nice and brown, really get some good color on them, and throw them in the crock pot.
Sear them with the butter?
Butter, half butter, half oil, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Get nice color on it, though. That's important.
Okay.
Then into that pan, after you take the chicken out, you throw it in the crock pot. Into that pan, slice a couple of onions, put that in there, and get all that, scrape up all the goodness in there. Put a couple of cloves of garlic in it. Saute it just until the onion is slightly soft. Throw that in the crock pot. Put like a cup of chicken broth, a half a cup of lemon juice, and some lemon zest. And cover it up and go away for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it is delicious. It's amazing.
So the crock pot is finishing it. I mean, you're really
the
cooking
crock pot,
it on the stove.
You're not cooking it. You're just coloring the outside. You're searing.
Right.
That's it.
But you're making the same amount of dishes dirty.
No, you're not. You have one pot and the crock pot.
Yeah, but Laura, I agree. There are some crock pot recipes that you just, there's no sauteing, there's no browning. They just say throw it
all
in.
I just said that. That's the first thing I said. There's one more step, but it adds a ton of flavor, a ton of color.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. And it will take you 10 minutes.
Can I leave the skin on? Because it's the best part.
If you want all that fat in there, sure. Go ahead.
I like the fat.
But my feeling is if I'm going to go through all that searing trouble.
It takes 10 minutes.
It's like adding a, I don't know.
10 minutes. And the crock pot is like you have it on the stove simmering all day long, but you don't have to look at it. You can leave the home, leave the house. You don't have to do a thing.
So it's one cup of chicken stock.
A half a cup of lemon juice.
To a half a cup of lemon juice.
Yes.
So if you did.
And I usually put a ton of, I mean, I told him because he's making a small quantity. When I do it, I like my crock pot is full. I probably have 24 thighs in there. And I have a big crock pot. I'm assuming you don't have a giant crock pot.
No, probably about 10. Yeah,
mine is like 10, giant maybe. And it has like a locking lid on it with like a carrying case. So if you want to bring it to a party, you just like throw it in the case and lock down the top with a gasket around it. It's pretty cool. Anyway, it's really delicious. Try it. You'll like it.
It's also good for tenderizing meat, right? You buy a tough cut of meat.
Yes, you're searing. It's basically you are braising. It's a braising implement. You are braising all day long. It's really good for stews. If you want to do that, you can do that.
You can make like a ropa viejo.
You can make whatever you want in it. Mm-hmm. I make pot roasts in it. I make turkey pot roasts in it. I make.
Rob, do you know the difference between braising and stewing?
I should.
When you braise something, it's not completely submerged in liquid, correct?
It's questionable. They're both kind of interchangeable nowadays, but yeah, technically.
Like, I thought a braise meant that it wasn't
the meat, the cover.
The
it's not completely covered.
It's completely submerged in liquid. And
yeah, but you can also braise.
Right, right, right. That makes sense.
But you can also braise completely submerged.
No.
You can?
Yeah. And then it's called stew.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you're doing ossobuco, you're braising.
Yeah.
It's not stewing.
But when I do ossobuco, it's not submerged.
It's not completely submerged?
No.
Oh, mine is.
But I think we need to look this up because I thought that was the distinction between braise and stew.
I think a long, long time ago, there may have been a distinction. And you're right, it is having to do with the quantity of liquid, but I think each term is now interchangeable.
Well, I'm just going to have to look that up on the break.
Ossobuco is one of those things that used to be super cheap, and now it's like ridiculously expensive.
It's crazy expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just oxtail. Like, you used to be able to buy it for like $1.50, and now it's like $10.
It's like hanger steak. Hanger steak used to be what the butcher just took home. It was like scraps.
It's my favorite cut, by the way, hanger steak.
I know, it is very flavorful.
What was I going to say?
But especially ossobuco's got so much bone in it.
Oh, ossobuco. So I have an awesome ossobuco recipe.
Okay.
I've talked about it on the show before, but the chef, what's her name? Anne Burrell.
I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. She does.
Her hair is always crazy, isn't it?
Her hair is always crazy.
Her hair is always
and
like
she's best
standing
friends
up
with Rachel
on
Ray,
end.
But I don't really get that.
Rachel Ray's way too perky.
So what she does?
She from Iowa.
And ever since she, I'm sure she didn't.
Well, no, she's not actually. She's from upstate New York by Lake Placid.
Yes. So this seems to be her method, not just for ossobuco, but for a number of dishes. I'm not sure I'd want to do it for every single dish, but I did like the method. And that is that she takes her, it's pretty much a mirepoix, but it's with carrots, onions, celery.
That's mirepoix.
And fennel.
And fennel.
And fennel and garlic. Mm-hmm. So it's, and she takes that and. And is there onion in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, onion too. And she takes it and she puts it in a Cuisinart and makes a paste.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts to brown that paste. And this is the part that takes a long time, but you have to do it slowly. Then you add tomato paste and you slowly brown it. And it takes a long time, but it's worth it until you have this like really dark, dark, dark red to
right.
brown color. And then she adds in her stock and tomato product.
Mm-hmm.
And the shanks, which you always tie your shanks, right?
I do.
So you need to tie your shanks.
They look crazy if you don't, because there's a tendon on one side.
Yeah.
Well, they don't fall apart, but the tendon on one side pulls all the meat to that side because it's shrinking when it's cooking. So it looks misshapen.
Yeah, misshapen. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
But it really makes her
appearance is important.
I don't want to eat misshapen ossobuco.
If there were two on the table, you would eat the one that was tied. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it's a looks thing. But anyway, so I braise mine. So in that same dish that if you do an oven-safe dish that you can do on the stovetop and stick it into the oven, and I probably have the liquid is about half to three-quarters of the way up on the shanks. So that's where I do ossobuco. But you're right. It's cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
It's very
expensive. It used to be cheap.
But it used to be cheap. You're right. My grandmother used to make it, and it was like, you know, she didn't make any expensive cuts of meat.
In fact, during the mad cow scare, they couldn't give the stuff away.
Why that? I was just
Remember the mad cow scare when they thought you could get mad cow if you ate bone marrow?
Yeah. God, bone marrow, so good. Mario and I had
that was
marrow
on the menu
somewhere.
Too. That was on the menu, too.
And it was served in the... I love that. The boats, the bones are like the boats.
Yes.
The long lengthwise.
I told you,
I'm making
it at my next dinner party.
With teeny little demi-tasse spoons. Love it.
I haven't had it in a long time.
So good. So in addition to the quantity of liquid between a braise and a stew.
Yes.
In a stewing process, all of the pieces of meat / vegetable, whatever the product is usually uniform in size. That's what I had in my head as the difference. So when you're stewing something, all of the ingredients are usually the same size, as opposed to when you're braising something, you might have small carrots, onion, celery, and large pieces of shank or large pieces of a roast. It also has to do with the quantity of liquid, but that's also the difference between the two.
Quantity of liquid... And size of each ingredient.
Yeah, uniform
so a stew
pieces.
Would be uniform chunks.
Right.
For All
even
right.
cooking.
All right. I believe you.
How much time do we have, bro?
3.5 minutes.
Okay. So when we come back, I'm going to pose the question of the day.
Which is,
no, I'm not going to tell you now because I want to hear your spur of the moment answers. It's going to be a question like, what is your favorite blank?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of Michael Avenatti?
Really? Can we not?
Shocked.
Can we not?
Yeah, but don't you think there's a chance he's innocent?
No. I don't.
What do you think about that Empire store?
Oh, the Jesse Smollett.
Yeah.
I think in that case, I think DeKalb County Prosecutor's Office, I think they did something that was procedurally incorrect. Like they held those two guys without giving them Miranda. They did something that was blatantly going to get the case thrown out in court, and they decided to settle out of court and get rid of all the evidence.
Did you see Rahm Emanuel was livid?
Yeah, because I think they screwed up, and I think that there's people who should get fired in the prosecutor's office.
Well, it sounds like... The prosecutor's office got a bunch of phone calls from pretty high-ranking people, like he pulled some strings. So I don't know necessarily that
I've heard that
done
Fox
incorrectly.
News says that
but
Obama
the police
called
department
so.
Were completely convinced that he was guilty based on what the two thugs said. I know, but now they're making it seem like he's not.
Well, if you're not guilty, why would you let them keep the $10,000 bail?
It's so screwed
up. If you're innocent, you get your money back.
So screwed.
So why do you have to do 100 hours of community service?
So screwed.
That's not innocent.
I know.
It's a judgment.
Well, he's guilty in the court of public
opinion. I think he's guilty in real life as well. He lied about it. You know, it's kind of a weird crime, though. It's a victimless crime.
It's...
So I'm not sure that you don't need to go to jail for that, but I certainly should be exposed.
Yeah. Messed up.
I mean, women, you know, women have said that they were raped by, you know, a black guy, right? And then nothing happens to them when they go in court and they say, oh, I lied about that. Don't go to jail.
Hmm. Well, he's free.
And what do you think about Avenatti?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like whatever was going on with Nike, they called it extortion. But he is adamantly saying that there's plenty of people who would agree with him that what he was doing was sort of aggressive lawyer moves to get a company to do the right thing. And if you want to construe that as extortion,
right,
that he says it's just absolutely not true. I don't know. I don't know what to believe with this guy. He does seem pretty slimy.
Well, Stormy Daniels says she's not surprised. So,
well, and we all care what she thinks.
She dumped him like a month before she says he's not a good guy. But we got to go to break.
All right. Okay, when we come back, we'll have a special surprise game question.
Okay.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, and we can pay your 2019 maintenance fees once qualified. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready to exit your timeshare ownership. If you're ready to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now. Operators are standing by. Call 800-653-7504. That's 800-653-7504. Again, 800-653-7504. That's 800-653-7504.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-359-9116 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116.
And welcome back to Food for Thought.
We are back. And I have some fun food questions.
Fun food questions.
For both of you. Deirdre.
Yes.
What is the one food that you absolutely refuse to eat?
American cheese.
Really? That's not what I thought it was going to be.
What did you think?
American cheese?
The American cheese is one of the very few things.
I don't
things
know.
That
I thought you'd say like pig heads or something.
No, I
don't know.
I love pig heads. American cheese. Like
okay, this is going to be a short game.
If I was at a restaurant, a breakfast place, mm-hmm. and I ordered an omelet with cheddar cheese or Swiss cheese, provolone cheese.
Yes.
If I get American, I have to send it back. I literally cannot eat American cheese.
Well, you shouldn't. It's crap, right?
Right.
But this means you can't have a Philly cheesesteak in the classic sense of the word.
No, with that Velveeta
and
crap
that's Velveeta.
On it.
No, thank
you. The Velveeta American cheese is the staple.
No, I just think it's hideous. What did you think? You thought I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say something interesting. Not American cheese. I thought that would be an interesting response, like an exotic / you know,
Rocky oysters for me.
Oh,
Rocky
really?
Mountain oysters. I
oh,
will not
so
eat.
They're so good.
No,
I have never.
A little brown gravy.
No,
little bacon.
No, thanks.
In there.
Well, what are those? Testicles
those
of the bull.
They're testicles.
I'm going to pass on
I
that.
Just can't eat the ones that are whole. I need to cut them up into pieces because I can't see the roundness of it.
Tongue is a close second.
Had them in Wyoming once. They were really delicious. What is your refuse to eat?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
That's it?
Yeah, well, tongue is a close second.
No, tongue is like corned beef. It's kind of gross, like, initially, but once it's sliced on rye bread with a lot of mustard,
no.
It's
if you have to bury it in condiments, I'm not eating it. You know what I mean? If it can't stand on its own 2 feet.
Imagine if they serve tongue.
No, it can. I would defy you if I put out two different types of corned beef and tongue for you to pick which was which.
Imagine you wouldn't know.
And I would try that. I would do that.
Remember the Remember last week
taste
with the
test
koi?
Coming up.
Remember last week with the koi?
Yes.
With the it's like splat, looked like he was splat, jumped off the Empire State Building.
Did you see he posted that picture on our promo? That was I thought you were going to put a nice picture.
It was delicious.
The picture that you put on our promo looks like Pepe Le Pew was skewered on a plate. Right? It's like, the way he was lying down like
but
that.
Remember the one that where it was like, it was almost like they took a live guinea pig that was
and
like
stood
this.
Stood it up.
And then just like deep fried it. And it's like frozen and like that. And it's sitting on top of potatoes.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It's cooked in mid-scream.
Oh my gosh. That was gross with the face open. Maybe we should use that as our promo this week. Okay. Unrelated to our topics, this week we'll have a promo of a scare-looking.
We just want to show you this picture again.
Koi.
Can we go back to that restaurant in Lambertville and maybe change our names? And maybe they forgot about who we are. And then try
go
to
back
do a show
again?
There.
Well, I certainly had a different life going back in that moment.
Well, we burned a bridge with those guys.
Yes, we did.
But just go back and say we're sorry?
which reminds me of, I was reading about this completely different subject.
We're,
but I was reading
we're
about,
sorry for almost reporting you to the IRS.
this place that has a tip jar.
Do they know you, though, by sight?
For the wait staff?
Yeah.
And you can't take the money out of the tip jar until the end of the year, the whole year. Money goes into the tip jar. And then at the end of the year, it's distributed. Now that I have a problem with, I have a huge problem with that.
I'm sorry.
Right. Since they know.
Is this the same place we're talking about?
No. It just reminded me
of
the story I read. It has nothing to do with the place.
Wait, where was this story of the tip jar that only.
I read it online. I can't even remember the
story. I saw it too. Okay, it's a local place. It's a restaurant.
Okay, it was a local place.
Yeah.
And some lady.
I have a problem, big problem with this.
Complained that her kid works there and they have this tip jar that they distribute. At the end of the year, which
annually?
Which is a freaking joke in the restaurant business because we all know it's a revolving door.
That is hilarious. You know where it is?
I don't know.
I think we should go in and
confront
them.
That's what we should do. That could be our new.
It's a local, obviously.
We should take our roaming microphones and any comment, care to comment?
We can do
we
ambush
understand
food
that you're
for
keeping
thought.
These gratuities from these poor, defenseless staff
for
members for one whole year. Care to comment? Oh my god!
Because you know, I mean, obviously they're pulling money out of that, and what if you only work there in the summer? Does that mean you don't get any of it? You know, what about the kids that have to go back to school?
That is bullshitaki. So, Rob, this restaurant that we were just talking about—they know you, but they don't know Deidre.
Right, they don't know.
Oh, so we're going.
You guys could set it up.
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
Well, you're not coming with us if they're going to throw us out.
That's true. You can run the machine without me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's go. Let's go there.
Stop on my way when I leave this premises.
Say, hey,
I will go.
Do you know Rob Bell? I'll be like,
no.
No, I don't.
It's just us. We do our own show. We know nothing about them.
I do know that you keep your tips, though.
Well, we don't know. Can't spread rumors.
Well,
okay. Next up, fun question.
They deny it for the record.
You didn't get what food would you not eat?
I don't think I would eat dog.
Really?
I've eaten horse.
Right. I wouldn't eat that too.
I've eaten cat. I'm sure.
Okay, but
I would not eat cat.
No way.
Well, okay. I'm sure you have.
It's disgusting.
I'm telling you. It's
Chinatown? I've eaten cat?
I believe you have.
Really? Oh.
And what do they call it? Pork?
Chicken.
Chicken.
They call it chicken. It has a different consistency to it. I'm telling you. Anyway, I would not eat dog. Knowingly eat dog.
Okay. But we're talking about just regular food. Let's not.
Rocky Mountain oysters are regular food.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, better example, so, Rob.
Regular fruit.
Basic food that you
scrapple.
Really,
I've never had it. I just had this conversation with my friend Joanne. I had pork roll once about 2 years ago for the first time.
What?
And the last time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know.
What?
Yeah. And you know why? Because we used to rent houses before Mario and I got married. And when we first were married, every September, we would rent a house on Long Beach Island with a bunch of friends. And one of our friends used to go to, I guess it's Case. So it was called Cases.
Cases Dia?
Oh, my God. No, it's either pork roll or Taylor ham.
Correct.
So it was Case's pork roll. I can't think of the brand of the Taylor ham.
Okay.
But he would bring an entire one for a week. Like, it was as long as my leg.
He lives
literally
on this stuff,
it was like
obviously.
65 inches long. And he would have it almost breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the grill with egg and cheese, right? What do you make it with? Pork roll, egg, and cheese, and blah, blah, blah. And it got me so grossed out that I didn't want to taste it, didn't want to have anything to do with it. But my sister-in-law made me one we were camping about 2 years ago at the Sea Pirate, really fun place down the beach. And that was the first time I had it. First and last time I've had it. But scrapple, never had it, never want it.
How about Spam?
Never had it, never want it.
Never had it, never want it.
Although it's a big thing in Hawaii.
It's huge in Hawaii.
Right? I don't get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat Spam. You know, I don't eat hot dogs.
What?
I don't eat hot dogs.
Okay, well.
I avoid hot dogs.
My friends, you're just wrong there because you can't beat a good.
Because it's mystery meat.
Sabret, no. If you get a 100% really good Sabret hot dog.
I like the beef hot dogs.
Yes.
But in general, I avoid hot dogs.
Sabret hot dogs are the hot dogs that they sell in the push carts in New York. They snap, skin on,
right. Delish. I like them at Nathan's.
No, Nathan's have crap in them.
Scrapple. It's not. Scrapple. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Okay, next question.
I'm just warming to this topic of things I won't eat.
What? You just said Rocky Mountain oysters. You have a different answer now?
Yeah, hot dogs.
Okay.
You won't eat a hot dog.
No, I don't like hot dogs.
Even if it's 100% beef and delicious?
Well, then I would eat it, but that's probably not what you're selling in the supermarket.
Then that's not something you refuse to eat. What's the most disgusting thing you have eaten?
Most disgusting thing I've eaten?
Yes. I love these questions.
Cooey.
I have not had the cooey.
For me, I think cooey is definitely in the top five.
Wouldn't it be funny if we went and did a tasting at this restaurant and we both threw up or we both ate it and couldn't do it, couldn't get it down?
The most disgusting thing that I've ever eaten. I mean, I've eaten a lot of things, but.
Most disgusting.
I have to say, I had a really hard time with sea urchin.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Mm.
And I'm wondering, and I did once, and I was good. I tried it once for the first time when I was probably in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Did not like it at all. And then gave it another 10, 15 years. And I said, I got to try it again. Didn't just the.
Really?
I don't think I've ever had
flavor of it.
I love the flavor. It's the consistency
I think you got me on that. I never had that.
The first time I had it was we got the urchins out of the water in Megan's Bay in St. Thomas, and this guy cracked them open for us and put lemon and garlic and something else I can't remember, and kind of it's got that. Consistency, kind of whooshed it up. It was pretty good.
Well, I ate bugs in Ecuador. That was pretty gross.
Bugs?
I've eaten bugs.
Fried bugs.
Grasshoppers?
No desire to do that.
It was bugs. Tasted like bugs.
I've had grasshoppers.
Like if you have a bug, you swallow by accident. Well, I'm sure everybody's had that experience.
I try not to do that.
But that's not like you're tasting it. You're not savoring it.
But it tasted like that.
Really?
Yeah. It tasted like a bug.
The grasshoppers I had like chili powder. They were spicy and crunchy, and they're kind of good.
So you actually once inadvertently swallowed a bug.
Yeah,
and
haven't
could
you?
Taste it. And tasted it.
Yeah. Of course.
But are you just like walking around with your mouth open?
Yeah, walking around with your mouth open.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And shoom, okay, so what's a bug flies in there and you eat it by accident.
What's the most disgusting thing? Are we back to Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah, I've given you two of my top five, cooey and bugs. Pretty gross things I've eaten.
And what's your most disgusting thing that you've ever eaten?
I guess the crickets were right up there, but... I mean, disgusting for me or disgusting for other people? I think what other people would think is disgusting is fish eyes. Like the eyes out of a fried fish.
I've eaten that.
Yeah, I can't say that I've ever...
It doesn't really have a lot of taste.
No. Mm-mm. No, but it's quote-unquote disgusting. Don't you think?
To some
people
folks,
think so.
To some folks.
I would think so.
Some people think sucking on the head of a fish is disgusting.
Oh, no, that's like, makes me happy. Makes me happy. Okay, what's your go-to wake up in the middle of the night, or maybe not even the middle of the night, wake up ravenous, need to eat something? What's your go-to? Even if you don't have it in the house, like if you had everything in the grocery store, everything at your disposal, what would be your go-to?
In the middle of the night?
Yeah, if you woke up in the middle of the night or you took a nap and
water.
You got up, what would be your, and you're ravenous, what would
See,
be your
I can't
go-to
even, you're asking a woman in menopause who has such dysfunctional eating habits. Like, I don't even know what my go-to is anymore. Like,
you
know? I think really? Maybe I'd get a piece of cheese.
That a piece of cheese would do it for you? If you had everything in the entire grocery store, you could pick one thing.
Gosh, a roast beef sandwich on rye toast with horseradish sauce, tomato, and onion.
Oh, my God. Okay, that was pretty specific, Miss Hormonal Woman that can't make a decision.
I can't have that anymore.
Why not? Of course you can.
Would you like some ice cream with that?
I'm sorry. Why can't you have that?
Because it's got too many calories and carbs.
Oh, my God. We need to have a consultation about calories in, calories out, activity levels. You teach Zumba, for pity's sake. You should be eating everything and anything you want.
Oh, God. Don't even start.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. What's your anything in the world?
Water.
Water? You're starving. You're ravenous. You want to eat something.
In the middle of the night, I don't wake up starving.
Oh,
it's not,
my God. Why
just
is
imagine
difficult?
Never
it's like
mind.
A
magical
it's
situation.
It's like pulling teeth.
You could open the refrigerator and whatever you wanted or the pantry
what is your,
would
What
be
is
there.
Your desire? What is
what
your
would it
most
be?
Fondest thing?
Well, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I have a real hankering for eggs and bacon.
Okay. Mine would be chocolate chip cookies and
chocolate
milk.
Chip cookies.
And milk to Dunkin'.
And milk.
Yes.
Okay.
My mom's chocolate chip cookies that were a little crispy on the outside, but then when you got to the center, they were a little chewy.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Next question.
That was it. Those were my three questions. Care to make up some of your own? Go for it.
By the way, I ate that vegetable I never eat at your house, and it was delicious.
You ate that vegetable that you never eat? You mean eggplant?
Eggplant.
Oh, my goodness.
It was terrific.
He ate eggplant.
It was properly cooked.
How did you prepare it?
I did the healthy, which I can't believe. You almost get the same satisfaction on this version, at least I do, of eggplant parmesan all the bad stuff.
Egg whites and cheese?
I take rounds of eggplant and I dry roast them.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of salt and pepper, a little bit of garlic, and dry roast them. And then in between, and then I just put some tomato sauce on the bottom of the pan.
Right.
And then I take a slice of the eggplant and then I just do a little more tomato sauce and a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And I make like a stack of
like a
three.
Napoleon.
But they probably only have like a couple teaspoons of Parmesan in each one.
Nice.
It's not a lot of fat, but they're awesome. He ate
Parmesan is fat free.
I ate it, and it's off
Parmesan
of my list of things I don't eat now.
Free. It's lower fat than a lot of cheeses.
We're out of time.
If you use aged Parmesan, it's fat free. The harder, the better. No fat.
See you next week, everybody.
All right.
Okay, we're done. See you next week.